Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a great God you are. What a mighty King you are. And Father God, I thank you for Bible Storyland this morning, airing on time, according to your will, your plan. What a great, merciful Father you are. And Father, we need more mercy. Remember, we are human, and you are the great and faithful, loving Father. You are a compassionate God. You are the God that cares about us, the God that loves us, the God in the name of Jesus that we need morning, noon, and night, 24/7. We can't do without you. Oh, God, you are the one true and living God. Because of you, Father God, we have breath, breath in our bodies, breath, breath. We're able to breathe. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, there is none that compare to your greatness. You are magnificent. You are awesome. No human words can truly express your greatness. But, Lord, we thank you that we could call on your name. We thank you that we could praise you in the midnight hour. We thank you that we could praise you early in the morning, all throughout the day. You said continual praise, continually praise, continual praise. And so we call on you this morning. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for breaking every curse. In the name of Jesus, and releasing your blessings over us, your children. What a great God you are. You have blessings for us. We are the redeemed from the curse through the blood of Jesus. We thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We are the seed of Abraham, and his blessings is ours. Hallelujah. We claim them today. In the name of Jesus, we choose blessing instead of cursing and life instead of death. We break and release ourselves from all generational curses and iniquities as a result of the sins of our ancestors in the name of Jesus. We break and release our children, ourselves, hallelujah, from all curses on both sides of our families back 60 generations. In the name of Jesus, we break all curses of witchcraft, sorcery, and divination off of us in the name of Jesus, off of our families, our children, our extended families. We break and release ourselves, our children, our families from the curses of pride and rebellion in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of death and destruction in the name of Jesus. We break and rebuke all curses of sickness and infirmity in the mighty name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of poverty, lack, and debt in the mighty name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of rejection. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses of double-mindedness and schizophrenia. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses of Jezebel and Ahab. In the mighty name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses of divorce and separation. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses of lust and perversion. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses of confusion and mental illness. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses of idolatry. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses causing accidents and premature death. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses of wandering and vagabond. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all spoken curses and negative words spoken against us by others and by those in authority, and we bless them. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all inflicted curses by negative words we have spoken in the name of Jesus. We command every demon hiding and operating behind a curse to come out in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you that we are overcomers, that we are victorious in you. Because of you, we have victory over death, hell, and the grave. We are so grateful that you, the Most High God, know our name. Hallelujah. And that we can call upon you morning, noon, and night, and that you hear even before we call. We are blessed and highly favored because of you. The blessings of the Lord are running us down. Hallelujah. And we say thank you this morning. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father, we thank you for Bible Storyland and what you're doing in all of us, oh, God. We surrender all. We surrender all. And we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that your joy is our strength. We thank you for increase. Increase, increase, increase in us, oh God. Oh, we just bless you this morning. We honor you. We call upon you, the King of Glory. The King of Glory, come in and have your way on Bible Storyland. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So, Father, we honor your presence this morning. We can't do anything without you. We are trusting in you, and we know you're going to bring it through. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, today is Joyful Praise Day on Bible Storyland. We have with us Karen Itell, all the way from Houston, Texas, going to sing a song of praise, Jesus, lover of our soul. Hallelujah. Good morning, Karen. How are you? Karen, are you there? Good morning. Good morning, Karen. She probably has her phone on mute.
Karen, yeah, I'm here.
What
I can hear you. My apologies.
No problem. We thank you for you. Well, you're going to play Jesus, lover of our soul. All right, we're ready.
The Bible says it is a joy for the just to do justice,
but destruction will come to the workers of iniquity. So we thank God for joy this morning. You know, God gives us joy. We can't give ourselves joy. You know, the joy that we have is temporary, but the joy that God gives is everlasting. The joy talked about as the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5:22 is a positive and cheerful outlook of a person who has been called by God, understands how beneficial it is to follow God's way of life. Breaking God's law never produces real lasting joy. Following God's law produces real lasting joy. Real lasting joy is a gift from God, and it is something that he wants us to give to others unselfishly. He don't want us just to hold on to that joy for ourselves. He wants us to pass it on, excuse me, to give it to others that we come in contact with. Joy is the delightful response of Christians to the fact that we have been given a precious truth, gift, and understanding of the way of life that brings fulfillment now and forever. Well, it's time for us to send praises to the Father, those joyful praises up to God. So we are grateful this morning. We have Pastor Donna Hawkins on with us this morning. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Minister G. Doing fantastic. My husband and I have attended the Pastors Conference. That was the General Association of Baptists in Kentucky, the 73rd Annual Pastors Conference. So we have had a wonderful, wonderful week. The guest evangelist, the guest preacher was Reverend Dr. Lance Watson from St. Paul's Missionary Baptist Church in Richmond, Virginia. And the guest lecturer was world-renowned Dr. Joel Gregory. He does an institute in Oxford, England every summer. He's going to do two this summer, one in Galilee, where the participants will go and view some of the sites where some of the miracles took place and where Jesus walked and talked, and then they'll come back to the hotel and discuss it and then write sermons to go along with what they have seen. So we've had a wonderful, wonderful week. Lots of good singing, lots of good preaching. Oh, my goodness.
Amen. Sounds wonderful. Wish I could have been there.
Oh, every year it's great. And then there's a mass choir made up of mostly people from Louisville because the rehearsals are held in Louisville. But the singing was wonderful. It was all wonderful. It sure was. I was a trailblazer this time, the only female pastor who was there in attendance for the meeting.
Wow. I know you made a huge difference.
Oh, my goodness.
A great impact.
It was wonderful. It was a wonderful experience. It sure was.
Amen. Yes,
well, listen
amen.
To this. I had a cousin who passed away on Tuesday. She was 88 years old. Her name is Marie Taylor Thomas, and she lives in Indianapolis. And we didn't even know Marie until we went to a meeting in Indianapolis. And she heard the last name Newsom. Well, that was her mom's last name. And it took us a whole year. She heard the name and she was trying to find us. And it took us a whole year to even meet. But we finally did meet and we shared some wonderful, wonderful times together. So her service is going to be on next Saturday in Indianapolis.
Okay.
So
Please,
that's H. Marie Thomas. H. Marie Thomas.
Amen. All righty.
All right. I'm going to sing Oh, How I Love Jesus.
Okay. Hallelujah.
There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing It's words, it sounds like music in mine ears. The sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its words. It sounds like music in my ears. The sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me.
Amen, amen, amen. I love that song. Because he first loved me. Hallelujah. Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing that we've ever, ever done. Oh, how I love Jesus. I thank God for Jesus, because if it had not been for Jesus on our side, my God, I don't know where we would be. But we are so grateful that the Most High God loves us, and he commanded us to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength. And don't forget to love yourself and love others like you love yourself. So thank God for that song, Oh, How I Love Jesus. Well, we have family on this morning. Jackie Travis, the cousin of Pastor Donna Hawkins. Good morning, Jackie. How are you? You got her phone on mute, but she'll be on in a minute. Jackie? All right. She'll be on shortly. Just don't hear me right now. Hallelujah. Well, we'll come back to Jackie in a minute. We still have Karen Itell on with us from Houston, Texas. She's going to play a song this morning, As the Deer Pants After the Water Brook. So I thank God this morning that, you know, we can joyfully praise the Lord. This is Joyful Praise Day. And only that kind of joy that God can give will last. I thank God. So, Karen, can you play As the Deer Panteth After the Water Brooks? Hallelujah. We're thirsting for God this morning. Karen, you there? Can anybody
I'm here.
Hear? Okay, good.
I'm here.
All right, we're
Bye,
ready.
Lady.
Their own to give me a beautiful birthday on 95. Amen. I may not see another one, you know, but I can't say nothing about that too much. But what I'm saying is my children, you know, they the one went forward, and I know they always have something to remember of me, you know, and what they did for me.
Amen. Amen. I'm so grateful.
I'm gonna sing a song.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna sing the song that the little girl sung for me last Sunday, Imitate Me, what I was doing to her teacher, instill all that in her. She's about eight. I'm gonna say just one more time.
Amen.
Just one more time. Yes, one more time. Good Lordy, I'm glad to be in the number. Just one more time. Just to sing a song. 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 Good Lordy, I'm so glad to be in the number. One more time, just to say amen, just to say amen, just to say amen, just to say amen. Good Lordy, I'm glad to be in the number. One more time, just one more time, just one more time, just one more time, just one more time. Oh, that makes me so glad to be in the number. Oh, yes, one more time. Oh, yes, I tell you the truth, tell you, just one more time. And that's what the little girl imitated me last Sunday on the screen. They showed the screen of me, my children, and all. She's a smart little girl in church, you know. But anyway, she's in church, and her teacher instilled that in her to imitate me. Well, a little hat on her head, turned up on the side. It was just beautiful. I just wish everybody could have witnessed that program last Sunday and my birthday Saturday.
Yes. That is so awesome.
Anyway.
Hallelujah. We're just so grateful that you had a great celebration at 95 years young.
I did. Yeah, I really did. I have to thank God. I give all the glory to God.
I know you do.
Because I know he said in one instant, without him we can't do nothing. So through my children, they only did it through God.
Amen.
That's right. Only through God that they was able to do it. God, he had to give them the strength and the courage and to go ahead to do it. And I know that, you know, it was a big sacrifice they made, but that's okay. I think I'm worried of it.
You are. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. Sometimes I feel like, what? But I know that I do think I was worried of it, you know. You know, so if I don't see another one, remember what I said. You know, I had a blessing, by one of the blessings I've ever had in my life, and that's good enough.
Amen.
Yes, yes, yes.
Amen. Well, we thank God for birthdays, and especially
yes,
when
ma'am.
You get to be 95. Hallelujah. I'm looking forward to it. If God say yes, I'm like, yeah,
yes.
I'm receiving.
I'm telling you. Whew.
All right, 95. Let's see if we got Jackie on yet. Jackie, you on yet? Jackie's number's there, but I can't hear her.
Hmm.
She got her phone on mute. Well, I guess she'll be on later.
Hmm.
But we thank God for us being in the number one more time. You know, it's only God who gives life. He gives abundant life. So we just thank God for what he's doing. You know, we serve a great God. He's so good to us. And, you know, he has a way of doing things. Sometimes we don't always understand it. We just got to obey him. But one day I went into the grocery store where I normally shop. And, you know, a lot of times I'm in the marketplace and God will point out people for me to pray for, just walk up to him and ask him. Or sometimes he just want me to stand back and silently pray for them. But this particular day, I was at the marketplace in a grocery store, and I met this couple. First I saw a lady standing outside, a beautiful woman, and then I saw a man come up and they grabbed hands, and I said, oh, that must be a husband and wife. That's so sweet. But you know what? I was so privileged to be able to meet them. Later on, while I was walking around in the grocery store shopping, putting things in my basket, my path crossed theirs, and the Lord said, pray for them. So I asked her if I could pray for her, and then her husband came up, and I prayed for them. So I thank God, you know, that he allows me to be able to pray for people. And, you know, they were such a great couple, and we talked a little bit, and I said, you know what, I wonder if you would like to come on Bible Storyland, the radio show that I host. And so they said yes, so I was, you know, very privileged. She and I spent a little time together, and I met her daughter. So, you know, we just had a good time, and I thank the Lord for everything that he's doing. So their names are the Hills, Melba Hill, and her husband is Ray Hill. Now, Melba was born to Elder Isaac and Mother Mildred Wright. They were ministers. You know, they trained her up in the way that she should go. They brought her up in the church, teaching her about God. And so she learned about God at an early age. And she always wanted to be a doctor, a physician, from a child. So she is a physician. She trained at the University of Texas in physical and medicine and rehabilitation. So we thank God for her. You know, we thank God for the physicians. We already know God is the great physician who lead the other physicians to help people to heal. And her husband is an attorney, and he is Dr. Hill. So you know, we're so grateful for them coming on with us. He's Esquire Ray Hill. He was born in Gainesville, Florida, to a single parent who had two children. So God raised them through their mother. He attended the University of Florida undergraduate studies. He attended the law school at Thurgood Marshall School of Law in Texas, Texas Southern in Houston, Texas. And he loves fighting for justice. You know, that's what God does for us. He's a just God. When he sees things, you know, that's not just, he's like, oh, no, He gets it in order. So I thank God for the spirit of justice that's on Attorney Ray Hill. And, you know, he likes to make a difference in people's lives, especially in different kinds of court cases, criminal cases, accident cases, medical malpractice, bankruptcy and foreclosure. And, you know, I'm just so happy that they could be on with us on Bible Storyland. So good morning, the Hill family, Melba and Ray Hill. Good morning. How are y'all doing this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning. Great.
Oh, we're so grateful for you all. I tell you what, God is an awesome God. He allowed me to meet them about 2 weeks ago, and they did listen to the show last week. And so when I saw them, I had talked to them about them speaking on Bible Storyland. So they said, oh, yeah, we will. So this is the time. We are grateful, and they're going to share some things with us that the Lord has given them. So let God have his way, Hill family. I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
First we give... It's my joy and pleasure to be with everyone on the call this morning. I come giving thanks and praise to you, Father, to the forefathers of Israel, for my life, health, and strength, for my beautiful wife, my beautiful family, my practice, and all the many, 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 many blessings that the Father has bestowed on us, a wife, family, and everyone on this call. as I'm giving praise again, Father, to you for allowing me to be here right now, right here at this very time, and being on this call and able to share the joy and pleasure of being a Christian.
Yes, and this is my testament. Real quickly. Oh, happy day. Oh, when Jesus washed. Well, when Jesus washed, he washed
my sins.
I just want to say I am so thankful for meeting you, Sister G. You have changed our lives, and my perception of so many things on that day and my goals, in which are to help people. When you prayed for me, I thought that was so wonderful, and my family. So we have been on a different level. We've been taught right. Everyone has been taught right. But to actually act right, you need input. You need your church leaders to help you and to guide you. You can't do it by yourself. So I really appreciate you, Sister G. I know we talked about he and I speaking about our relationship and just how we stayed together, or we have stayed together. And I was shy to share all of that, but I was thinking one morning how you almost have to be like monkey. See no evil, do no evil, and hear no evil. And in that, you concentrate. It's that sounds funny, but the point is to concentrate on the good. Concentrate on, oh, happy day, that this is going to be a happy day, versus stepping out and being thankful to God. You understand? Versus stepping out of your bed thinking a whole lot of negative thoughts. And that applies to any relationship, but especially in your marriage. If you know he loves you, you build on that love. Don't build on the hate. Don't keep putting bricks on the hate pile, because you're not perfect and neither is he. So if you can put on those blinders to the negative, put the no hearing to the negative, and you do no evil, you'll see that your whole life will change. Do you want to add anything to that?
Well, I think it's important for each one of us to get up every morning and really appreciate the blessings that we have, one, just to get up, but two, for to be in this gracious world, guided and led and blessed by our Father God, who's allowed us to be here and has given us the ability to go through our trials and tribulations. So I think it's important to get up every morning and begin by thanking the Father for, you know, watching over us and keeping us safe and doing things that we don't even know that he's done to protect us and where we are. He truly blesses us every day, every moment, and leads us and guides us to where we are and be the person that we are at this very time. And I give thanks and praise and as we started out this morning, I give joy to our Father for allowing us to be right here, right now, with the knowledge, with the health, with the inspiration, with the understanding that I think for each one of us, we have to understand and appreciate through our Father, we can be anything. We can be anything. The key is whether or not we believe it in. Because if you truly believe, he's already said that it is done. Whatever you want is done if you truly believe and give him the acknowledgement that he is our Father. And he, through him, anything is possible. Anything is possible. I am so joyful for my blessings. And I get up every morning, even though I have challenges and problems, I overlook those and focus on his grace and what he's done in my life and the trials and tribulations that he has brought me through. And again, I give thanks.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. I think that is, in terms of Sister G, you talking about relationships, asking us to speak upon relationships, I do think that just that core value of trusting in God helps. No doubt about it. If you and your partner can establish that both of you all trust in God, that things would be better. Things will be better. There's no things will be better. It's not going to be perfect, but it will be better. The other thing I was saying, as far as to see no evil and do no evil and hear no evil, it applies against anything, even the addicts and things like that. It's a lot of times they concentrate on bad things. And you just, to survive, you have to block that out. You have to say no to those ideas and keep pressing on. I was told I would be in a wheelchair and probably wouldn't be alive at this point, but I had to block that out. You understand? So I know it sounds like we have a perfect life, a doctor and a medical doctor and a lawyer. No, I went partially blind and was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis and lupus and heart disease and all these other things. But I put a blinder to that. I don't see it. I don't feel it. And I'm walking. All right. I'm not in a wheelchair. What is this, 11 years late? No, 16 years later. All right. I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine, and that even though it's a strain on the relationship, being ill, my husband has helped me not focus on that and just focus on my abilities, and which is what I taught my patients. As a physical medicine rehabilitation doctor, I specialize in helping disabled people. And that's what I would tell them when I was practicing. Focus on your abilities. And again, in the relationship, you focus on your abilities to strengthen your relationship. Again, God is good. God is good. God is good. God is good all the time. And as my father, Bishop, he later became a bishop, a senior bishop of the Spring Council of the House of Jacob, he would say, don't let anybody steal your joy. All right? There are a lot of people out there unknowingly that are trying to steal your joy. Don't let anybody steal your joy. You keep praising and thanking God for what you have. And the more thankful you are in your heart, the more you're going to feel satisfied, the more you're going to feel alive inside with vigor and energy that you never knew you had. I hope and pray that I've been able to touch someone's heart and mind and soul. And again, like my husband said, do never give up. Never give up. You can do, and I'm speaking with the children now, you can do, or the young adults who want, anybody really who wants to accomplish anything. You just stay focused and refocus if you need to, but stay focused on a goal.
Well, and once you decide what it is that you want to do, give it to the Lord, for his ways we know not. Through him, I can testify personally, through him, I have problems passing the bar exam, and my aunt told me, you know, Raymond, you have to give it to the Lord. You got to ask the Lord what he wants. And as soon as I did that, voila, passed the bar exam. I always say that it's only by his grace that I am an attorney now, because I was ready to give up. But he has taught me that no matter what the trials and tribulations are, through him, all things are truly, truly possible. So
Let me stop you for 1 minute. We got some kind of noise in the background, so if you guys, whoever, could mute your phone so we won't hear that, because the radio is sensitive. It picks up a lot of noise. I'm sorry to disturb you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Through God and Jesus, all things are possible no matter what it is, whether it's your health, whether it's your finances, whether it's your business. If you have a business, you know, see good paying customers coming. If it's your finances, see your finances changing and ask the Lord to get involved and to change things, because through him, he will. If you I often say to my clients that you know, people say, well, when this happens or that happens, I'm going to do this. But unfortunately, when trials and tribulations come, people do not do what they say they're going to do. And then they go out and, you know, use various means to try to quell the problems and not get on their hands and knees and say, Lord, I need you to help me with this. I need you to do, do miracles in my life. And he will, you just have to bring him in and ask him and trust in the Lord and believe that it will be done, and it will be done. And Father, I thank you that you bless me each and every day of my life, even when I didn't know you were doing things. So thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Well, Sister G, we thank you for this opportunity to speak. It's been inspirational. Very much so. Very much so.
Well, we thank God for you all. It was such a great time with you all sharing, both of you sharing about relationships and the joys and the see no evil, say no evil, do no evil, but to concentrate on the good, concentrate on the Jesus, on the Christ that's in the other person, and focus on those things rather than on the things that are, you know, the fleshly things that, you know, we like to do sometimes, but I thank God that your message was inspirational and really inspired me. So I thank God for you all sharing about the joy of relationships and depending upon Father God and trusting in him. And I thank God for the prayers that you prayed and that the little part of that song, you could sing that song again. Oh Happy Day. I love that song, Oh Happy Day. You know, because when Jesus washed my sins away, that was beautiful. And the prayer that your husband prayed is just awesome. So I thank God I met you all. You are, blessing in my life. God gives me so many blessings, and you all are one of them, and I appreciate you. So thank you so much for the message.
You're welcome. I have a coming off of a cold, so when I get off this, when I get done with this cold, God willing, we will tear this song up. Oh, happy day!
Amen.
Oh, happy day!
Oh, happy day!
When Jesus washed,
when Jesus washed,
He washed my sins away.
When He washed
my sins away. Yes, He taught me to fight and pray.
Amen.
Fight and pray. Amen. And that's what I'm talking about, fighting and praying. You have to fight off all those bad thoughts and pray for the good thoughts.
Amen. Well, I thank God for you all. Was that you, Jackie?
Yes, ma'am. How are you doing this morning, Sister G?
Good. I know you've been busy because we've been calling you, but you've been busy, busy.
Oh, yeah. I was listening. I was getting ready to go to two funerals. I'm trying to go view one and go to one at 11.
Yeah.
So, Sarah, the lady that lives down by you, her funeral is today. Remember the one the car ran into the house? Her funeral is today.
Oh, my goodness.
Baptist Church. I couldn't find the church, but it's out east. But I'm going to go find the church now. And then we have my friend Angela's mama passed away, so all of the St. Vincent people have to attend. We all have to attend everything. So I'm on the way. But we can sing, oh, happy day, oh, happy day, oh, happy day, oh, happy day. When Jesus washed, when Jesus washed, when Jesus washed, when Jesus washed. When Jesus washed, when Jesus washed, He washed my sins away. Oh, happy day. Oh, a happy day. Happy day. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. When Jesus washed, 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 He washed my sins away. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. Happy day. He taught me how. He taught me how to wash. Fight and pray. Oh, Lord. Good God. Fight and pray. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. When Jesus washed, when Jesus washed, when Jesus washed, Jesus washed. When Jesus washed, when Jesus washed, He washed my sins away. Oh, happy day. Happy day.
Happy day.
Amen. Every day is a happy day, Jesus. Every day is a happy day in Jesus. So I'm thanking the Lord for each of you. You know, we are family on here. And we just all, you know, participate and trust in God. So I thank God for each of you being on this morning. Thank God for the hills. You know what? Salvation is always time for salvation. We can't come unless God calls us. And He's calling people to be saved today. Yes. Many people need salvation in the world today. So I thank God. I thank God for each of you because we need salvation. Look around. Look at the news. Listen to what's going on. People running into people's houses with cars and all kinds of stuff going on. We need salvation. So God is drawing people so they can be saved. So we got to pray. We got to pray for people to be saved. We got to pray that, you know, God would touch their hearts and that they would surrender to God and be saved. And then once they're saved, that they would stay saved, stay close to God. Get close with Him. You know, backsliding is not an option. We got to move forward in God. We got to keep moving, keep moving, keep moving.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank God that we got to move forward in Him, trust in Him, stay close to Him, draw close to Him, because He promised if we draw close to Him, He's definitely going to draw close to us. Well, it's praying time on Bible Storyland, prayer time, so we're going to be praying for various things, and I have my prayer partners on here this morning from Philadelphia, Newcastle, Pennsylvania, I'm sorry, Pennsylvania, Newcastle, Pennsylvania, and I pray they can pray with us this morning. So it's prayer time. Press 1, state your prayer request. I'm going to start with the youngest one on here, Ms. Ludell. You got a prayer request this morning?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still praying for, I'm still praying for myself and Mary Jean, Sean back in the hospital now, and the family and some of my church family going through bereavement.
Yes.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
I didn't know Mary Jean's back in the hospital.
It's a son, Paul.
Oh, her son.
He
okay,
came. He's been in. He's been back in a week now.
My goodness.
Yeah. Sort of having a little time, but I know God is able.
Yeah.
Yes, I know He is.
All right. Anything else, Ms. Ludell?
Well, just thanking God for 95 years for myself. That's a blessing.
I know that's right.
Yes, ma'am. Thank Him for 95 years. Already done being the day of, in 10 days, I think, about 7 days.
Amen, amen. Thank the Lord, He's faithful.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, anybody else? Prayer request. Press 1 if you're already on. You can state your prayer request. We got you, Jackie, unless you have some more requests.
I'd like to, for you all to pray for my children, my daughter, Rosie, and my son, Calvin, please.
Okay. Rosie and Calvin.
Calvin is pre-diabetic, and he is overweight, honestly, and pre-diabetic. And Rosie's having issues with her eyes, where she needs an MRI to check her brain.
You said something with her eyes?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And yes.
All right. Anybody else? Prayer request.
Good morning, Sister G. This is Victoria.
Okay.
Let's see, my niece lifted me up. She had a baby, actually, I think almost a month ahead of time because she was in a car accident. But the baby's fine. She came early. But we want to lift her up. By her being in a wheelchair and everything, we still believe in God that He's going to raise her up. You know, even having this baby has changed her outlook and changed her attitude. So I just thank God for even in this process that this baby has even changed her attitude, because she had a real nasty attitude. And so we just come to believe God for her salvation and for her healing, that she will walk again.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Anybody else? Prayer request.
Mr. G, I want to pray for my practice as well.
Okay.
Brother Hill again.
Okay.
Sister G, I have a prayer request.
Okay.
For all my senior citizens and my family members and the Black History Program that we're trying to put together here, it should be coming along, but people, they're getting sick, you know. So pray for everybody to be stay strong and stay healthy so we can get this together. So they got it all. The people, they took it on, so I was glad. I didn't have to do a whole lot.
Okay.
But pray for us with this here, okay? Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Minister G, this is Donna Hawkins. I'd like to ask a special prayer for the Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church. We're having our Heritage Day service tomorrow, and we are so excited about it. But will you just pray that the Lord's will be done on tomorrow? Tomorrow I'm baptizing for my very first time. I have a young lady, she's in her 20s, never been baptized. I'm going to baptize her in the morning if the Lord says so, and the church is really excited about that. I have a friend, her name is Cecilia Barnett. Her third child just passed away. Her husband passed a few years ago, and then she had a daughter who passed, her son passed, and today her last son is going to be funeralized today. And this is a young lady. She's in her 60s. But to have her husband and three children to be called home, it's quite a bit. So please keep the Barnett family in prayer. This is Cecilia Barnett.
Right.
And then all the bereaved families.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody else? Okay, well, it's praying time like never before. So I have Victoria on who's going to be praying, and Pastor Don, if you could also join us in prayer. So, Victoria, I'm going to ask you to pray for Pastor Donna's request. She's requesting prayer for bereaved families, and she's going to be doing her – she's a new pastor. So she's going to be baptizing the first person that she's ever baptized before tomorrow. And they're going to also have a Heritage Day festival. And we're going to pray for Mother Hawkins and the Thomas family and the loss of Marie Thomas. So if you could begin the prayer, Victoria, and cover those things, I appreciate it, and then I'll come back in.
Amen. Thank you for the prayers of the righteous avail. Father, as we lift up, Lord God, your daughter, Lord God, our sister, the pastor, Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that even in your words you said, despise not small beginnings. So I thank you, Lord God, for this new place and this new position that you allow her to walk in. I thank you, Lord God, for this mantle of pastoral that rests upon her, Father. Not even as a pastor, Lord God, even, Lord God, as an apostle, Lord God, to be the first to say it and to be the first to do it. So, Father God, we just thank you for the strength of the Lord, the arm of the Lord, the witness of the Lord being a portion. Father, we come up against all fears, anything that will be in the way, Father, any assignment of the evil one, Father, we cancel it right now against her mind, against her body, against her ministry, against her family, against her finances, Father. It's canceled right now. We reject it right now. We disannul it in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I just thank you, Lord God, for, Lord God, this Heritage Festival, God, being a great success. I thank you for all that will come, Lord God, and see. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for the word, by word of mouth, God, it will come out and see and participate. I even thank you, Lord God, for someone making up in their mind that I want to be a part of this vision. So, Father God, even as we continue to lift up the bereaved family, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the Barnett family and the Thomas family and all those that have lost loved ones in the days past, Father, and the weeks past and the months past and the years past, Father, that you would strengthen them, Lord God, that truly, Lord God, that you would strengthen those that call on Yahweh, that call on your name, Father. So, Father, through death, God, someone will receive life, God. Through this, Lord God, someone will wake up, God, again and see the love of the Father. And we come up against anything that will allow them, Lord God, to get in deep depression and allow them, Lord God, to give up, Lord God, and lose hope, God, and have no hope, Father. And we speak hope and we speak life and longevity in the name of Jesus. And I even thank you, Father, that you will bring these families closer together like never before in the name of Jesus. So we bless, Lord God, the woman of God. We bless her ministry, and we thank you for expanding and enlarging her territory. We thank you for speaking engagement, that you will cause her to go in places that many others would not be able to get in. But I thank you for the love, Lord God, that she has for your people, Lord God. So, God, I thank you, Lord God, for outpouring of your spirit upon her, Lord God, that you will begin to take her in a place that she's not been before, Father. God, I thank you for this catalyst anointing that rests upon her, Father. As she lay in your presence, Father, I thank you that you will speak, God, Lord God, oracles, Lord God,
from heaven that will come down and rain upon a ministry like never before, that you will call this ministry to be a beacon of light in dark places, that many will come from all directions, Father. And God, we thank you for this now. We thank you for this new process, this new beginning, Lord God, that she has in you, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Beautiful prayer. All right, we have Prophetess Lawson on with us this morning from Jacksonville. Good morning, Prophetess Lawson.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fine. It took me a while to find your number, but I also want two prayer requests. One for Apostle Carr. One of her good friends, Apostle Brown, has died, and she needs strength. I think they're going to have a funeral today. She was calling for me for prayer, for strength. And so I told her I'll put her on the prayer line this morning. And then also I have Apostle Carr and Evangelist Reed. And with Evangelist Reed, she's just prayed that she make the right decision whether to move back for the care of her parents or to stay here in Florida. So, but I'm also available to pray, but I wanted somebody else to pray for them. Uh-huh.
Okay, I got it. Okay, could you pray for Jackie Travis, her husband, her daughter, senior citizens, and she's putting a Black History program on coming up soon. Could you pray for those things, Prophetess Lawson?
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I praise you and I give you the glory for this day. And I thank you, Lord God, because you, Lord, ordained marriages. You, Lord, established it. And, Lord, we thank you for Jackie Travis and her husband and that, Lord God, that they've been a good example, oh God, of a good marriage. Father, we pray for their health and their strength, oh God, and their physical body. We pray, Lord God, for they stay covered under the blood of Jesus, God. I lift him up, Lord God, as your manservant, Lord God, as a covering and protection of his wife and his family. Lord God, anything that he stands in need of, oh God, we ask you to bless him right now. Meet all his needs, oh God, as a man, oh God, being a father and a husband, oh God, even an uncle and just a mentor to other men, oh God. Father, then we lift up Jackie Travis to you, oh God. And we thank you, Lord God, that as she, Lord God, worked with senior citizens, Lord God, and show them the love and compassion. Father, you know, Lord God, that I value what she do as a ministry. Lord, you told the church, oh God, hallelujah, that we should care for the elderly, oh God. And we thank you, Lord God, and I ask you to bless her exceedingly above all I can ask or think, for her to meet the needs of her senior citizens, oh God. And even as she put on this Black History Month event, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, because throughout the history of man, oh God, Lord God, you're in it, Lord God. I love the story of Ruth, oh God, because Ruth tells a story about you and does not mention your name. So, Lord God, as she goes through this Black History event, oh God, we will see the hand of you, Lord God, over the people who are organizing it, see, as they put it on, and that it shall go well, oh God, in your namesake, Father. Then, Lord God, I cover her children. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I plead the blood over her children in this hour, in this moment of time where there's crime and violence all over America. Lord, let no harm or danger come nigh their dwelling, oh God. Oh, Lord, I plead the blood over their lives, too. And I pray, Lord God, for their success. First, their success in you, their success in believing that you're their Lord and Savior. And then, Lord God, and as they go forth in the world, ministering the gospel in their millennial or in their age group time set, that they're winning the lost soul for Christ. And, Father, we give you all the honor and the glory in your Son Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. I thank God for your prayers. Minister Donna Hawkins, could you pray for Miss Ludell and her family and her church family, her nephews in the hospital, and give thanks for her 95 years. Thank you so much, Pastor Donna.
Yes, ma'am.
Gracious Lord, we humbly bow this morning, thanking you, Lord, for allowing us to even call on your holy name. Lord, before I ask for anything, Lord, I thank you for what you've already done. I thank you so much for Sister Ludell, Lord. Lord, I thank you for allowing her to see her 95th birthday, Lord. Lord, I know you brought her through danger, seen and unseen, Lord. And, Lord, you kept her down through the years. We thank you for that. We thank you for her life, Lord. She does make a difference. Even on the radio, you can hear it in her voice, Lord. She knows you, Lord, and she's your child, Lord. Lord, I just thank you this morning for taking care of her and for keeping her, Lord. Now, Lord, I ask a special blessing on her family, Lord. Bless Miss Ludell's family, Lord. Keep them in your care, Lord. Lord, you know about the illness. You know about the one who's in the hospital, Lord. But, Lord, we do know that you're more than a doctor. You're a healer, and there's nothing too hard for you, Lord. So, Lord, we're leaving him at your feet right now, Lord. Lord, we do ask that you would touch his body, heal his body, Lord, if it be your holy will, Lord. Lord, we love you. We thank you, knowing that when we call on your holy name, you hear us and you answer our prayers. Lord, we thank you for that. Knowing that when we call on you, Lord, you come to see about us in a hurry. We thank you for that, Lord. Lord, down through the years, we've called on your name, Lord, and you've always been there, Lord. We thank you for that, Lord. Lord, we thank you for deliverance. We thank you for healing, Lord. We thank you for hearing and answering prayer. We love you, Lord. We thank you so much for what you have done, Lord, and we're looking forward to what you're going to do because our eyes have not seen and our ears have not heard, and it hadn't even entered into the hearts of men, the things that you have prepared for those who love you. We love you, Lord. Oh, yes, we do. We love you, Lord, and we thank you in advance for what you're going to do. Lord, bless Miss Ludell's church family, Lord. Lord, bless that little 8-year-old, Lord, who is imitating her, Lord. Lord, we thank you that Miss Ludell has even made a difference in an 8-year-old's life, Lord. Lord, we thank you for using Miss Ludell. Thank you, Lord, that she's still on your battlefield. We love you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. It is in the name of Jesus that I pray for his sinless sake. Amen. And thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much. You. Hallelujah. Thank God for the intercessors. Well, I'm going to ask Victoria if you could pray for Ray Hill, his practice, and his wife, Melba, and their two children, Rosie and Calvin. They're going through health issues. So, Victoria, if you could pray for that for me.
Father, I lift this family before you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I lift up this family before you, Father, starting with the head, Mr. Ray. And God, I thank you for the God. I thank you, Lord God, for that you knew him before he was even formed. God, I thank you, Lord God, that even in this day, that you knew that we would be in this place. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, as we are praying, you are already moving. As we're speaking, God, as soon as we speak it, it shall be done. But I think that this is the time and this is the hour, Lord God, that we walk, Lord God, by faith and not by sight. So, Father, even as we stand and agree with heaven, the heavens back our words up, Father. I thank you right now for, Lord God, Sister Rosa and Calvin. I thank you for these young men and women. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for the testimony. Lord God, what is a test? Lord God, what is a testimony without the test? So, Father God, we just thank you right now, Lord God, that your name is high above any name. So we decree and declare this day that diabetes has to die in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that you are touching him now. We speak to that symptoms, God. And God, I thank you even as he's changing his appetite, God, every ungodly weight will drop. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you right now, Lord God, that you changed his way of thinking. His eating habits would change. God, I thank you, Lord God, for touching him now through dreams and envisions, Father. In the name of Jesus, we bind every destiny thief and every destiny vile that comes to steal and to kill his circulatory system, his digestive system, Lord God. His reproductive system, all organs and all tissues must line up with the word of God. In the name of Jesus, as we, Lord God, stand, Lord God, praying, God, for Rosie, God. God, I thank you that your eyes are upon this family, God, and that you will touch her eyes, God. You will touch her brain, God. And we deal with every underrested, Lord God, development in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for the blood that still has the power to heal, that blood still has the power to deliver. So we call on Yahweh.
We call on our Redeemer. You said, let the redeem of the Lord say so. So, Father, I thank you that you redeemed them from diabetes. You redeemed them, Lord God, for MRI. You redeemed them from the curse, God. So, Father God, I thank you right now, Lord God, for the mother. God, I thank you for strength being renewed unto her, Lord God. But I thank you that this is a time, this is an hour that you are, Lord God, pulling and you are drawing her closer to you like never before in prayer, in praise, God, that praise is their breakthrough. I hear the Lord say, praise is your breakthrough. As you come as a family and bless his name, you will begin to see, oh God, tremendous breakthroughs. So, Father God, I thank you what the enemy meant for evil, God. You're giving them a testimony. God, I thank you for the testimonies of this family, Lord God, how you have brought them out, Lord God, even as they are making it, Lord God, in the natural. But God, I thank you for spiritual increase, spiritual endurance, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we bless this family. Oh, we speak shalom, shalom over this family. The increase that will come in the spirit, that will come forth, God, and bring forth, Lord God, results in the natural. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Wow. Thank God for the prayers going up. Okay, Prophetess Lawson, if you could pray for Victoria's request for her niece, Michelle, who's in a wheelchair, and for her salvation, for her attitude change, you know, just that God would do a mighty work in her, raise her up out of that wheelchair, and bless her newborn, the baby.
Give me the name again.
Michelle.
Michelle.
Yes, Michelle.
The name is Noah.
She named the baby Noah.
Noah, yes, ma'am.
Noah.
Okay, that's the baby.
Noah. Father God, we just thank and we praise you, God. We give you glory. We worship you and we give you the honor. But Lord God, we understand, Lord God, that when we're going through spiritual battles, oh God, that you're sovereign, you're Lord, and we just declare and decree, Lord God, that let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven in the life of Michelle, God. We pray, Lord God, that every spiritual warfare, every spiritual power that's trying to hold Michelle captive, oh God, one first in her mind who's trying to entrap her, Lord God, for whatever she's going through and not recognizing you as Lord and Savior, oh God. We come against every weapon of warfare that's trying to turn her mind not to acknowledge you as Lord and Savior. God, we rebuke every stronghold in the name of Jesus, oh God, that's trying to block her mind from receiving the word of God as her loved ones come to minister to her, Jesus Christ. So, Lord God, we loose the angels, oh God, that is charged to minister the gospel of Jesus Christ to her. We loose the angels, oh God, that is supposed to hearken unto the word of God. And Lord God, so I send forth these angels, hallelujah, oh God, to establish an atmosphere, oh God, in her heart, oh God, that she may receive the word of the Lord. Father, then I thank you, Lord God, for the labor. I thank you for the person that's going to minister, Lord God, the word of God to her, Lord God. I send a quickening spirit that they'll know the right word, the right tactic, the right spirit, Lord God, to enter into the room or enter into her presence, oh God, that, Lord God, that she will receive the word of the Lord and that she will become saved and born again, Lord God. We come against every sickness and disease that's trying to attack her body, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that's trying, Lord God, to make God of none effect, oh God. Lord God, we cast down anything that's trying to exalt itself against your word, and your word declare that she's healed. She's healed from the crown of her head to the very soles of her feet, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, according to Isaiah, Lord God, that you were bruised for her iniquity, and the chastisement of peace was upon you. So, God, we come against every spirit that's tormenting her, that's not giving her peace and her spirit man because of her condition, oh God. We rebuke diabetes. We rebuke sickness. We rebuke that being trapped in a wheelchair. We come against every force that's rising up against your word, because your word said by Jesus Christ, she's healed, oh God. She's healed in her physical body. She's healed in her mind, in the name of Jesus. Then we lift up her precious baby, Noah. Hallelujah. God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, because she has to come in line, oh God, because you declared in Genesis, oh God, that the woman should bruise the heel of Satan. She will keep Satan at the feet to protect the children, oh God, the baby that's coming forth. So, Lord God, I thank you that she named him Noah. I thank you, Lord God, because that reveals, oh God, that he is a promise of God, that he is a sign, hallelujah, that which happened in her past will not happen in her future. God, I declare that the words, every time she say the name of Noah, it will cancel out anything that will happen, oh God, before the flood. Oh God, the flood of disaster, the flood of pain, the flood of disappointment in her life, that she may see you, God, and the sign of the rainbow, oh God. Father, let Noah grow up to know the power in which he was born in. Let him know that he's not of his mother nor of his father, but he's of you, that you are his father, oh God. Lord, let people be around him, oh God, that will minister the gospel, Lord God, just like Samuel was with Eli, oh God, that he'll be raised up, oh God, to know your voice at a young age, oh God. Hallelujah. God, let Noah Hashir about comfortable sick. Oh God, come and experience you in such a personal way that he will know, and he too will be that arm to help maintain his mother and the gospel of Jesus Christ and your son Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Thank God for the prayers. We have another prayer request. Prophetess Lawson. Pastor Donna, if you could pray for Prophetess Lawson. She's asking prayer for Apostle Carr in the loss of her friend, and Evangelist Reed, the care of her her parents.
Yes, ma'am. Gracious Lord, we humbly bow this morning, acknowledge that you are God, and beside thee there is none other. Father, I come asking a special prayer for Prophetess Lawson, Lord. Lord, you know her. You know all about her, Lord. She is your daughter, called to do your work on your battlefield, Lord. So I just ask that you would bless her and bless her in a mighty way. I do ask a special blessing on Apostle Carr, Lord. Lord, you know all about Apostle Carr, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask that you would bless, that you would heal, that you would deliver. And then, Lord, we ask a special blessing on Apostle Brown's family, Lord. Lord, we just ask that you would comfort them, Lord. Lord, pull them close, Lord. Let them know that you will never leave them nor forsake them, Lord. But you will be right there standing with arms wide open, Lord, to comfort. We thank you for your comforting, Lord. Lord, I ask a special blessing on Evangelist Reed. You know about the decision that she has to make, Lord. Lord, you know the condition of her parents, Lord. But, Lord, I just ask that you would lead her and guide her in the way that you would have her to go, Lord. Lord, make her way straight. Let her know, Lord, that the decision that is being made, Lord, is the decision that you have given her, Lord. Lord, we know that you're able. We know that there's nothing too hard for you. So, Lord, we're leaving that situation in your hands, Lord. Lord, because you can handle it, Lord. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for keeping us. We thank you for carrying us, Lord. Lord, we thank you for caring for us, Lord. There's never been a time in our lives when we didn't call on you that you didn't answer, Lord. You've always answered, and we thank you for your answers, Lord. Lord, we thank you for keeping us. We thank you for loving us, Lord. Lord, we just love you this morning, and we thank you so much. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough, Lord, for what you have done, what you're doing for us right now, Lord, and what you're going to do, Lord. So, Lord, we just leave it all in your hands. We love you, Lord, and we thank you. We thank you so much. It's in the name of Jesus that I pray, and for his sinless sake, amen, and thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Amen. Thank God. Well, we have Evangelist Stacy Holman on. She just joined us a few minutes ago. And she's going to sing a song of praise, and I'm sure she's requesting prayer as well. So, Evangelist Stacy Holman, good morning. And let us take your prayer request first before you do the song.
Okay. Pray for me. That's on my health and my job and our finances, my husband and our children. Just pray that God meet every need. My son needs a car, me in the wrong place. You know, financial breakthrough.
Stacy, is that behind you, that noise?
I put on the mute. I'm sorry. They're trying to get the kids out of the dance practice. I put on mute. I apologize. But,
okay.
I tried to catch them before they can sing your favorite song for you. I guess I'll just...
That's okay. You can go ahead and sing if you want, and then we're going to move on. We're going to be closing out
soon.
You love Jesus way down in your heart. Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. Yes, I love him. Yes, I love Jesus way down in my heart. I really love him. Yes, I love Jesus way down in my heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in my heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in my heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in my heart. Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, Prophetess Lawson, could you say a quick prayer for Minister Stacy? And he's asking for her health, prayer for her health, for her new job, finances for the family, and God meet every need.
Yes. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, praise you for the name. We thank you for the song, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, because you truly express it. You like to see way down in your heart. Father, Lord God, so I thank you, Lord God, for her. I thank you for the song she just rendered unto you, O God. Now, Lord God, that anything and everything, Lord God, that is blocking her finances, O God, anything that's holding up blessings, anything that's holding up, O God, people for being obedient unto her, Lord God, and her husband, O God, and even for his children, Lord God, any doors that Satan's satanic forces are holding or blocking them from entering, because we want them only to go through the doors of opportunity in which you have ordained for them, Lord God. We declare in the decree, Lord God, that those doors be opened up in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for strength to her physical body. We thank you for renewing of her physical body. We thank you, Lord God, that healing be a portion of her physical body. I thank you, Lord God, that she, Lord God, serve you as you render song, sweet smelling songs of Zion, oh God. That, Lord God, in her pride, and her Lord, oh God, that the hand of the Lord will touch her so mightily that everything that's trying to trying not to align up with your word, oh God, that she will know by the hand of God that healing is taking place in her body. Strength has been renewed in her body. We thank you, Lord God, now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Then, Lord God, we plead the blood over her children. And, Lord God, and let no harm or danger come nigh their dwelling. Lord, I speak to everything that she's concerned about, her car, her home, her family, oh God. Anything, Lord God, that's causing an undue stress, I command the stresses to be broken off of her now in the name of Jesus. God, hallelujah, God. I speak to this order. Ah, stress. I hear the word stress. So say the Lord rebuke you. And the area that she's not even saying on this phone,
God, I sense it in the realm of the spirit. I speak to the things, Lord God, that she is not even mentioned on this phone that's coming against her, the things that torment her at night, the things that is that she's questioning, hallelujah, the things, Lord God, that is buffeting her in her mind in the name of Jesus, that's trying to create doubt whether or not she's going to make ends meet, that's trying to create doubt that her children are going to make it, that's trying to create doubt. I speak to that spirit that is hovering around her, Lord God, is trying to torment her, oh God, as she walks faithfully unto you. And I rebuke you now in the name of Jesus, and I declare and decree by the power of the name of Jesus that you will stop tormenting her, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And I command you to loose your hold. I command every door to be shut. Hallelujah. Glory to Shanda. Hey, God, of the spiritual forces that's trying to torment and attack her. And then, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for sweet sleep. I thank you, Lord God, that she will rest peacefully. I thank you that that stress will come off of her and the pains that run down her back, hallelujah, will be lifted up off of her and shoot down her legs, will be gone in the name of Jesus. You'll know it had to be the hand of the Lord because, Lord God, the pain will be gone. In your son Jesus' name, I declare it, God, as a prophet of God in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for meeting her needs. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, God. I thank you. Go ahead, Sister
G. Amen, amen. Well, I thank God for the prayers this morning. It's Bible Storyland closing time. We're closing out this morning. I need somebody to pray for my computer. It's plugged in, but it's draining. It's not charging. Somebody, I don't know, prophetess or somebody, pray for my computer. It's not charging.
Okay. Most gracious Heavenly Father, I thank you for Carita. I pray for Carita's computer. You know what's going on. Please correct it and be at your will, and we'll see Carita next week. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you all for your prayers. Thank you for being on Bible Storyland this morning. I'm always blessed of the Lord to have you all. I thank God. I love each one of you. Next week is Children's Day, so come on and bring children on. Bring your children, your grandchildren. Encourage the children. So I thank God for you. Look forward to talking to you next week. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. And don't forget to bless the Lord at all times. Give him praise daily. Hallelujah. Love y'all. Thank you.